This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Ryan LaCroix. Tommy Parrish received a debilitating injury at a young age, but he doesn't see himself as disabled. He and his daughter, Catherine Thomas, came to the StoryCorps mobile booth to talk about the lessons they have both learned from Tommy's injury.
So, had becoming a paraplegic, has that changed your outlook on, did it change your outlook on life immediately, or did you still try to be the person you were before?
No. And it changed instantly.
Yeah.
Just to elaborate on what happened to me, when I was 17, I had a motorcycle wreck, and it broke my back, my T4-5 vertebrae, and they told me I'd never walk again. Mm-hmm. But it, I remember having every dream I ever had of becoming a better kid or a better person wiped away. I did not want to look forward to the future. And because my dream was to be a lumberjack or be in the Marines. Yeah. And I never, ever dreamed I'd work indoors. But from that time on, I wouldn't look at the past. I wouldn't think of the future. It was hour by hour, and at most day, maybe the next day.
Wow.
And I think that's one reason why I have such a bad memory now, is because I just blocked everything out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to remember, like, falling down in front of people or having, you know, bathroom accidents.
Yeah.
Breaking my back took away every dream I ever had, and it made it very hard to dream. Matter of fact, the only dream, I will say this, the only dream I did have was becoming a dad.
Yeah.
That was the only dream I had.
Yeah.
Was becoming a dad.
Even though your outlook has completely changed, to us, it was never like a factor in how you functioned throughout the day. And
yeah.
To us, it just became second nature that, you know, you had to go maybe to the restroom more. We had to plan things a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never a burden to
yeah.
us, because it's all I know. And so I think even now as an adult, it's made me really strong, and it's made me really determined, and it's because of who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, you impacted both Brandon and I's lives so intensely.
That's one thing that I can say I'm proud of, as far as my handicap all the way through and all the pain,
mm-hmm.
is that I've had so many people come up to me and say, you know, I don't really think of you as handicapped.
Yeah.
Because I never wanted to burden people, so I didn't. Like, if I had to go to the bathroom or something like that, I would say, look, guys, I got to go change or something. You know, I just
yeah.
made it like that and then forgot about it, didn't whine about it.
Yeah.
And that right there just helped people overlook that so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
It means I held it in.
Yeah.
But luckily, my relationship with Jesus, even though I'm not a big religious person,
yeah.
was always a personal one.
Yeah.
And I knew that he listened.
Yeah, but, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one thing that when I was handicapped, mm-hmm. I never let anybody make me feel handicapped.
Yeah.
Even if, whether I'm doing it consciously or unconsciously, I extremely dislike handicapped people that if somebody offers to do something for them,
mm-hmm.
they get mad at that person for offering, and they say, no, I can do it myself. Well, you think I'm handicapped?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
are handicapped.
Yeah, yeah.
And this person was just being nice. And so when somebody comes up and ask, sometimes I'll let them do it. Even though I know I can do it myself,
yeah.
I let them do it because I know they feel good from
they
it.
They feel better, yeah,
yeah, they
about
feel,
it.
Yeah. I think the most important thing is to always look for the good in people.
Yeah.
Always look for the good in people.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to KOSU.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.